As a growing number of tourists put a strain on Skagway's infrastructure, the Borough Assembly dips into CPV funding to pay for capital improvement projects. And two members resign from the Chilkat Valley Mining Forum Committee. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. For the past few years, a committee representing different stakeholders in Haines has organized informational forums about mining and its impacts. But participation in the Chilkat Valley Mining Forum Committee has been declining. The Haines Economic Development Corporation resigned from the group last month, and recently, Tuxnuc Watershed Council decided to follow suit. The first educational mining forum was organized by Tuxnuc Watershed Council. Since then, various groups representing different sectors of the community formed a committee to help organize more forums. The goal is to inform the community by inviting speakers from a variety of backgrounds to share their knowledge about mining and its impacts. But it hasn't always gone smoothly. Heather Shade is the president of the board of the Haines Economic Development Corporation, or HEDC. She says the nonprofit joined the Mining Forum Committee almost a year ago.
Right away, it just became obvious that the committee wasn't functioning as it was intended, and it wasn't functioning at a very high level.
While the Mining Forum aligns with HEDC's mission to inform the community about economic issues, Shade felt the structure of the committee was ineffective because each organization involved has a separate mission and way of operating. It was especially difficult for the group to agree on forum speakers. Shade questions whether achieving consensus between the different stakeholders involved with the committee actually provides the community with better information.
There needs to be a way, though, that groups can still have their own voice based on their beliefs, concerns, mission, objectives. I don't think it's necessary for us to agree on everything. But when the community is looking for information that's going to help inform them, they want to know that it's coming from a reliable source. I don't know exactly what that format looks like.
At a recent Haynesboro Assembly meeting, two residents criticized HEDC for dropping out of the mining forum. They felt the group's resignation demonstrated a lack of support for the mining industry. But Shade says that the decision had nothing to do with personal opinions about mining.
There seems to be kind of a single-minded focus right now on HEDC's involvement or not in this committee. And who is for a mine and who's against the mine. And to us, that's not the point. That's not the mission of our organization. You know, we want to be efficient and not waste people's time and, you know, taxpayer money on doing something in a way that isn't getting results.
HEDC is not the only group that has dropped out of the forum committee. Lynn Canal Conservation and Chilkat Indian Village left in 2017 due to concerns that participation by Constantine Metal Resources undermined the objectivity of the forum. Last week, Tuxnuc Watershed Council resigned because of the time commitment required and the lack of consensus among members. Liz Cornejo represents Constantine on the Mining Forum Committee. She says that while she is sad about the recent departures, there are many ways to inform the community about mining.
If it's not right for an organization or a person at this time, then I, you know, completely respect that too. And, you know, people are busy or people have different priorities or think energy is better spent in a different way. And certainly we encourage that as well. This isn't the only way to have conversations about mining. This isn't the only way to have speakers come to town. It's just one. And it hopefully will complement efforts by others if they choose to do so.
Still, she thinks there is value in organizing a forum with input from a variety of different organizations with different beliefs and interests.
Certainly discussion of different speakers to bring in has usually been the more difficult discussions in that process of how to decide on which speakers to bring in. But there's value in, I think, working together. We learn things from others. You know, we might not always agree with everyone, but I think that's part of the process, and that's hopefully going to make a better product.
The current members of the Mining Forum Committee are Constantine, the Palmer Family, Haines Miners Association, Haines Chamber of Commerce, Haines Sportsmen's Association, the Haynesboro, Haines Gillnetters Association, and United Southeast Alaska Gillnetters. The committee is currently planning for the upcoming Mining Forum in March. Skagway Borough Assembly approved an ordinance that leverages commercial passenger vessel excise tax money to pay for certain capital projects. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
Skagway is home to just about 1,000 year-round residents and host to about a million summer cruise ship visitors. It's a boon to the economy and a strain on the infrastructure. Over 10,000 visitors can crowd into Skagway in one busy summer day, generating all kinds of waste material. The pain points lately are garbage disposal and influent, which is the nice word the municipality uses to talk about sewage. The municipality is working to fund a composter that will take some strain off the incinerator, currently the municipality's waste management strategy. It must also pour over $1 million into upgrades of the sewage treatment facility, notably to reduce odor. The municipality originally set $600,000 aside for these projects. Borough Manager Brad Ryan anticipates the cost will be closer to $2 million. At the Wednesday night meeting, the Assembly voted to make up the difference, using $800,000 from sales tax revenue and $800,000 from commercial passenger vessel excise tax, or CPV. The borough has $5.1 million in accumulated CPV taxes. That money is to be used for projects that improve health and safety for cruise ship passengers. Waste disposal and the sewage system are both directly used by visitors as well as the year-round population. Ryan says the borough will likely fund qualifying future projects with 50% CPV funding from now on. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
Skagway's Solid Waste Advisory Committee spent a year developing a solution to marine debris on the waterfront. The committee is working with students at the Skagway School to implement a crowdsourced cleanup plan. At this week's Assembly meeting, Assemblymember Steve Burnham reported that vocational education students will build a cleanup station that the committee will install at Yakutania Point.
The idea is that on your way out to Yakutania, there will be a station that provides bags, so if you find debris, you can have something to collect it in.
Passersby can take a recycled bag, fill it with garbage, and then deposit the waste in a nearby dumpster. The committee will monitor the success of the pilot station. If the plan works, the committee will add stations at Naku Bay and Dai. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.